If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Come on into another episode of Game Runs Deep and Talking Champions. I'm Sudu. That's Ben Garrett. And boy, what a Thursday night, Benjamin. Down in New Orleans, Louisiana. A little old Ole Miss, as one coach once called the school. Took down the mighty Georgia Bulldogs, led by Kirby Smart. And I know there's going to be plenty of comments aimed at me on that, and I can't wait to read them all. It's so good to be with y'all here as Ole Miss stands as the 2025 Sugar Bowl champs and four teams remaining in the college football playoffs. Benny, you were down there, man.
Just, yes, I was. You know,
I had some major FOMO, man. But dude, I mean, you got to first of all tell me what the environment was like, because my buddy posted a video of the final hotty toddy they did after the game, and it sounded louder than the vault. It sounded like more than just a home game. What was that like?
Oh, dude, it was insane. It was the best Ole Miss environment I've ever been a part of, ever seen. You know, I've been saying on the pod, and forgive me if it looks a little different today for me, having so much fun in New Orleans at the Fillmore for our New Year's Eve party with Brad Logan. And you can see that at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, fit of 1-3. I left some cord, and now I'm just sitting here kind of talking to my computer again. It just shows you, like, dude, everywhere we went, it was a party. Everywhere we went, it was fellowship. And at the end of that game, man, it was so cool. It was so it was more than just like what you would typically expect. It was more than just like people snapping their belts, man. It was more than just like, you know, the players and coaches celebrating, like, or Walker Jones with tears in his eyes, man. Like, there were so many grown men who were just sobbing tears of joy. Ran into so many Ole Miss people in New Orleans. We stayed at the Sheraton. That seemed like to be like the Ole Miss hub, dude. And it was so cool, man, to meet people, especially after the game. I had to make a CVS run at 2 a.m. the night of the game, and for my wife and kids. And went and picked it up, and some guys, some Ole Miss fans from Bourbon, had followed me into CVS. Like, they're a Spirit, man, you know? And we talked.
That's special.
They helped walk me back, you know? They just wanted to hang out and talk about things. Said, hey, you want to come to the casino with me? I was like, roll for your friend, man. I got wife and kids upstairs. But, you know, what I'm saying, it was just so unreal. And not that on-the-field experience, to see how much it meant to Walker, to see how much it meant to Keith, to see how much it meant to, you know, because they care just like Ole Miss fans care. They care just as much as y'all do. You know what I mean? Just like everyone of y'all that was crying in the stands, Walker was doing it too, man. And it was just such an insane thing. And I think the coolest thing for me, man, was just getting to catch up with so many players and coaches who have a lot of things I think they want to say. And I think they're saying it most of all with how they're playing right now as Ole Miss advances in the college football playoff.
No doubt about it, man. Just an absolute top five. I said it was the top five moment of my life. I mean,
of my life.
Some people were nice. Hey, that's kind of dramatic, right? And I was like, look, man, I've been here for 30 years, and Ole Miss football has taken up most of that, most of those years. So,
sure.
Yeah, I mean, if this is the biggest moment so far, then yeah, it's definitely a top five moment for me. But no, it was amazing. I mean, even in Atlanta, I've obviously ended up canceling my plans to go to NOLA, but got to hang out with a buddy from high school who now lives in Atlanta, and we had a big kind of watch party over there, and just to kind of take it in with him, man. We're both long-suffering, as we used to say, long-suffering Ole Miss fans. Can't say that anymore, though.
Can't.
And so it was a pretty big moment when that kick goes in, because in the past, the kicks don't go in, you know?
Right.
And it's totally different now, and I feel like the entire attitude of the fan base itself has changed throughout this process, which is – what, like, Ole Miss, I remember when I interned with Ole Miss Athletics, like, I was working there in high school, a little bit of college, and a big push for them back then was, you know, getting rid of the We Are Ole Miss thing and turning into something positive. And I remember this was, I guess I was still in high school, I was probably a junior in high school, and I was shooting video for the season, And the guy that runs all of that is Mike Again, who's a good friend of my dad's and just kind of, you know, connected with him in high school and started working over there. But we lost some game that we weren't supposed to lose or last second. And I came into the office and I was like, we are Ole Miss, of course. I remember Micah yelling at me about it. Like, he really berated me. He was like, this is the type of loser mentality we're trying to get rid of here. And one of my own guys is over there, you know, talking like this. And, you know, back then, the thought that crossed my mind as a kid, I didn't say anything, was like, well, Micah, I wish we'd just win. That would solve it. And
like, do that thing then.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It'd be awesome if we. And after all these years, it's exactly what's happening. It's like, hey, winning cures all, man. Winning gets rid of that mentality. And Ole Miss is now two wins away from forever putting that away. No matter what happens, you can't say it anymore. So, no, it is truly remarkable, man. But, yeah, now we get to the tough part, obviously the portal situation, what's going to go down with the assistants. We got all that to get to. And, of course, the matchups themselves. Obviously, we'll talk about the other one as well, but the Peach Bowl. But, no, it's truly remarkable, man. And it's very hard from here on out. Like, it was already hard, obviously, playing Georgia. But now it's each team left, their defense. I mean, Oregon, a team that we sat here last week, and I convinced you that, hey, Texas Tech's going to beat Oregon. And I completely just did not give their defense enough credit. And you saw how well they played. So it's a tough road. I guess we should get to some questions because they're piling up pretty quick today.
You throw them at me. Like, you take control of the chat. Somehow in setting up our stream, I forgot to include my Twitter in some way. So that's unfortunate. But so we're going to probably have some more muted numbers. It's only going through straight through the YouTube link. But for those out there, man, that would like to join us or that have joined us already, just click through YouTube and we'll have the next one back on Twitter. I might like jump out and see if I can like add it on the back end while Sudu's vamping at one point. He'll see me disappear to go, oh, I need to vamp.
I love the comment you've highlighted, by the way. Sudu,
oh, I didn't mean to stop there. How did that end up stopping there of all?
Hey, you're not sneaky, Ben.
But you can select them too, you know, like you can select them too. I'm sitting here deciding whether or not my bedhead is too bad or I still
look like your hair looks great. Stop messing with the hair. The hair looks
great. All right, give me the comments because it's like the portal stuff is really, really interesting, Sudu.
Oh, yeah.
It's really, really interesting for myriad reasons. I first want to hit on a big one, and maybe while I'm doing this, you can go grab a picture or something and kind of throw it in here to, you know, show people what we're talking about. Austin Simmons is going to transfer.
Right.
Now, that's not a shocker. It's not a shocker.
Missouri, though, is the shocker, right? Like, yes. When did that come about?
I don't know. That is, honestly, I learned with the rest of y'all that it was Missouri. Pete Nakos and some other national guys were on that one. The only thing I knew when it happened was it wasn't the no LSU chatter. So that was, you know, that's all I kind of, as far as I went. But, like, it seems pretty definitively on the track to end up being Missouri, which, hey, man, that's Eli Drinkwitz, dude. He's got his own formula for this, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Let me go get a backup quarterback from a playoff team and make him my guy. Tried it with Bo Perbula, who's now back in the portal. Had some success, but you know, it might be awesome, but I just think he deserves a ton of credit, man.
He does.
For how he handled all of the stuff this year. I know that John David Baker and the new Ole Miss offensive staff had really had a lot of conversations about keeping him. They love that kid. I don't think it says much of anything. I think the number one question is, well, what does that say about Trinidad's waiver? And I don't think that says anything, honestly. I still think that's in the same place. And the fact that Ole Miss is still waiting on it is insane, but
And the other factor comes into play, which is the love he's getting from NFL scouts and pundits. And, you know, that was something that wasn't in the picture a couple of weeks ago.
It was not.
And now all of a sudden you've got people, because it's such a weak QB class outside of Mendoza and Dante Moore. I mean, really, you got nothing else. So, and NFL teams are going to be clamoring to try to get a potential playmaker like him, which could, you know, be another thing that gets thrown into the mix. So.
But he just deserves a lot of credit for how he handled this year. I mean, there was no fault of his own. Yeah, he had a turnover problem when he did play. But, you know, there was going to be some ups and downs, right? There was going to be some learning curve for him. He was a first-year starter. And I hope he succeeds. If it's Missouri, man, I hope he kills it there. I just know that Ole Miss, if it's not Trinidad, ideally their first option, or at least this probably been well-decided for a little while now. But, you know, I know that Ole Miss had conversations with him about how John David Baker loves the kid and was a part of bringing him to Oxford. But I completely understand if he does end up sticking in the portal, which that's what it looks like, and he ends up going to Missouri, which that's what it looks like. I could absolutely understand, and he deserves so much credit because he could have been a child about it, and he wasn't. He was a pro.
Right.
He was a pro. And he's keeping all of his options open. What does that mean for Ole Miss if Trinidad doesn't get the waiver? That's where it really then becomes insanely interesting. Deuce Knight, I think, is obviously an option, but there are going to be so many. Caden Hauser from ECU is John David Baker's quarterback. I think Josh Hoover from TCU is one to watch as well. There are going to be more options. I've already heard some connection for Ole Miss with Aiden Shields from Michigan State. There are a number of guys that they – like, and we're already going to be talking to, because they were going to have to add a portal quarterback. Question is, they're going to have to add two. And right now, with the no action on Trinidad, it's looking that way. I would like to think that it means everybody kind of knows or sees the writing on the wall that maybe the NCAA is going to do what it's done for literally everybody else, it seems like, and just give Trinidad his waiver, regardless of what they think about it, regardless of how, like, Ferris State is reacting or responding to it, right? How they don't want to be much of a party to it,
which is very rich of Ferris State, because all the tweets, they want all the shine, man. I mean, they're on Twitter claiming Trinidad and blah blah blah. And I'm sitting there thinking, I almost tweeted at them to be like, "Are you guys not the ones that are currently not trying to help out in this process? Like, this is the same school that's bragging about, you know, this quarterback that you're not even trying to help get another year." It's kind of rich of them, man. Oh, I think you're muted.
See, I'm muted because I was about to get out of the studio to see if I can go put it on Twitter, because, you know. But I don't think Sudo took my cue very well. Next time I leave the stage, keep vamping. Give me like 2.5-3 minutes. You know what I mean?
I thought you had a technical difficulty for a second.
Oh, no. The technical difficulties are done. I mean, we've Brad and I have learned all of the technical difficulties that we might have for like live remotes and stuff.
Yeah.
Hotspots just don't work, Sudo. So I've already bought a Starlink.
Yeah.
It's supposed to come in on January 8th. I would love for it to come in earlier. Elon, if you're watching, we need it in a little earlier, because I'd like to send it with Brad to Phoenix, or myself if I'm able to get there. And some people have been sending money this morning. So like a post on the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, Philly to Bone 3, that's the website that I write for. And if you sign up today with that QR code right there, 50% off for all new members. And that might not seem like a lot, but guys, I'm telling you, that's where I am all the time. And I'm going to be there more than I've ever been before, because one, that's my home. Ellen's been good to me, but I don't want y'all to just be restricted to an hour hanging out with us. You can hang out with us all the time, man, at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, Fit of On 3. But like Brad and Jake are going to be there, and I was like, so you know what? I'm going to hang back, and I'll just do like the center console kind of guy, and be kind of like what you're doing, you know, make it to Miami, see you in Miami, go ahead and make my plans with Sudo, because it's like, well, Ben, if they win and you're not there, you're gonna be miserable. I don't think so. I'll miss it, because especially if it's anything like New Orleans,
right?
New Orleans was special. It fits Ole Miss like a glove,
right? No doubt.
And let's not forget Sudo. I mean, this is the Ole Miss Bowl of Bowls, and now Ole Miss has the second most wins of any program outside of Bama in that bowl game, and that used to be, if you could just get to that
one, yeah,
that was enough.
Yeah.
And now you have made that just the next step in a program that's ascending, the last SEC team that's left in this field. and I love what Paul Feinbaum said. Again, if you find anything, Sudo, and you want to throw it in the media thing, I didn't prepare well today. I've been searching for ways to actually get up here and have my lazy butt be able to talk to you. But if I don't go to the game, I promise you, I'm already going to be booking with Sudo, because we've been saying, like, if they got through
Team of Destiny, they're well. I'll be very honest with y'all. I sent Ben the screenshot yesterday. My flight to Miami's booked.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not getting that money. Shit, back.
All right, yeah. You keep talking while I try to figure out the Twitter thing. Okay, you do that for a second. I'll be right back.
You're good, dude. You're good.
I can hear you. Just keep going.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. It's booked. I didn't want to get into the situation, because here's what happened. When Ole Miss won on Thursday night, I went on, just kind of look at flights to Phoenix, and they were ridiculous from Atlanta, like over $1,000. And I'm like, ah. So I was like, you know what? I feel pretty good about this Trinidad Chambliss guy.
All right, I feel pretty good that he's going to be able to carry this team. Some tough challenges ahead. Once again, we'll get to all that. But yeah, no, pretty much after that,
I think I was like,
heck yeah. I think I just saw the notification. But yeah, after that, I went, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and book this flight because I'm going to be so livid if Ole Miss does get to Miami and I'm not able to go or I have to drive because the flights are like just not even justifiable. So yeah, man, got a pretty good deal. The flight's booked. Ben and I are kind of scheming up ways to help each other on this, dude. I think I'll grab the rental car. You know, you grab the hotel.
I got the hotel. Cause like, I think what we're going to do is stay in the timeshare. People like, I love telling the story of the timeshare.
Oh my God, the timeshare.
I own a timeshare, bro. And, it's Hilton Honors Points. And I've already deposited the points for this year, for next year. Anybody ever want to help me get out of some of this stupid stuff that I signed up for? Holler at your boy.
No, it's hilarious because this has been a big, like, it's like been the bane of your existence over this past year. And now all of a sudden the timeshare might come in clutch.
So you know what? Timeshare in Miami. I mean, I think me and Sudu might have room for other people. So if y'all want to come hang out with us, we'll be there. It hasn't popped up on Twitter. Dead gummit. I think I added it. It's still not. I
thought I just saw something.
Maybe you did. I don't think I saw anything on Twitter. I'm kind of right now because you're right. The prices are nuts, man. They're nuts, and that is so awesome. I love that. But like, I've looked at Little Rock, Birmingham, Nashville, Atlanta, not just Memphis. I mean, Memphis is almost a non-starter at this point. I should have probably booked it earlier. But you know, the main thing for me is, man, I want to bring the experience of Phoenix for those who can't go. And that might end up being me too. I'm thinking it's probably going to be. Because whatever money's being raised in the Ole Miss spirit for me, you see that code? Brad and Jake are already paying out of their own pocket to go. And I was like, well, you know what? As the editor of the Ole Miss spirit, you know, I'll use that money, whatever we raise, and I'll pay their expenses, you know? Because I want to, and we'll go to live to them everywhere. Because I want to be with Sudu all next week. What is your schedule like? Do you even know?
I mean, Thursday, I'm nothing clear. I do have some stuff. I'm looking at my calendar right now.
Come on, hit me up. Let me know.
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, we got some things going on. But Wednesday, Thursday is looking good, though.
If we wanted to.
Yeah.
Could we? Because I want to, when there's the head coach's press conference.
Yeah.
Send it live to Jake and Brad.
Yeah.
We'll do it just like we did for the Lane Kiffin day.
Do we know what day that is?
No, not yet, but we will know. I'll know like
it's usually midweek, right? It's
Wednesday
before the game or something.
Yeah, but Tuesday they'll probably have a media day, I figure.
Okay.
And Jake will be there. We'll go live to Jake. Okay. I'm sure Brad's gonna get set up again like we were at Manning's. And that was so much fun. Kind of disappointed in Manning's a little bit.
Why?
Service just wasn't good, man. It was bad. They had three people work. I guess they weren't planning for anybody to be coming to the Manning's bar on the day Ole Miss was playing for advancement in the playoffs in his first title since the 60s in the Sugar Bowl. And we had said, and like, they knew we were coming. And it was funny because a ton of people showed up. Trace Bruckler's dad showed up, which it was awesome to see you, bro. Pop Bruckler is the man. Gary Sanders, Bryson Sanders' dad showed up. So many Ole Miss fans. Oh, dude, it was so fun. And all of them were like, yeah, this is awesome. This is Manning's, man, can I get something to drink? It's been 45 minutes, and that was unfortunate, you know.
Yeesh.
And no Manning show. Eric Rice, former Ole Miss tight end, but people walked up and they're like, "Is this y'all's event?" And I'm like, "Oh, I didn't realize y'all thought we were throwing an event here. We're just kind of just hanging out, talking on the pod, live pod." And it turned into an event. We put people on, so like we'll do Brad on the Street stuff from Phoenix everywhere. Go live all the time. And then figure out how we can do it in Miami. Because if Ole Miss makes it to Miami, come on, dude. I'm not.
Oh, we're going to do it. We're going to do it big down in Miami.
Timeshare. Bill from the timeshare sales office was really nice. It made me feel pretty. It made me feel like this was something that would be smart to do financially.
Man, and they tried to get me off
with somewhere free to stay for my guy Sue. Dalen's in the chat. He says, how we get to Arizona, boys. D, I'm still have no idea.
I'm just not going to be there, man.
I don't know.
It's more of a conflict for me with something else work-wise. But also, that flight was just – when I saw that $1,000 flight, I was like, dude, we still have the rest of the playoffs, you know? We still got – there's still another game after that, so.
Yeah. Someone asked about DJ Lagway. There's a lot of questions in the chat. You had one that was up there for a second.
I think that question was, who's the first portal addition? was, I think, the first question that we had up there.
Yes. Dirty Bird said, Ben messes with hair more than I did when I was a freshman in high school. You're absolutely right. Preach your stuff, my friend.
At least Ben got out of the, you know, the hair flip stage. You know what I mean?
I never had a hair flip stage.
You didn't have a hair flip? You've got the perfect. I had a hair flip stage in middle school.
No. But see, like, that's just the self-hate stuff that I've dealt with all my life that I keep trying to come out of. Like, I remember, I think it was Zane Gonzalez, a kick for the Commanders. Like, I understand where he's coming from when he was doing his hair, you know, before he's doing his kick. He did it over and over and over. I feel why he does it, because, like, it's just this constant. I like to think it's just insecurity and stupidness, but you're absolutely right. I got to stop touching. I'm just making sure that the bed hit. I rolled out of bed from not a good night's sleep because I had a lot going on in the brain, especially this Phoenix stuff. But, I won't touch it. Dirty is absolutely right. But where was the question? Do you know where the question was?
Yeah, who's going to be the first transfer portal addition? Was
Jaheim Otis, and I can't believe I'm saying that.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Brennan Chapman used to work for Ole Miss football. I love Brennan Chapman. He said, got emotional watching the grandparents, older men in my section with their kids and grandkids. After all this suffering, you could see the joy just dripping off of them. And Brennan sent me $40 and said, get your ass to Arizona today. And I'm like, dude, what? I love Ole Miss people. Because it was like that everywhere. That's just Ole Miss. Brennan's a good example of Ole Miss. Like, I knew him from when he worked here, but, like, he's my friend. You know what I mean? So I sat in 611, section 611, for most all of the game. Now, it led to some very awkward in my girls, my wife and two daughters were very upset with me because I didn't know how to handle end of game. I had to go work, but they didn't want to be by themselves. So I ended up putting them on a bike. Some dude that pedals bikes, you know, right down a canal.
Yeah.
Hey, three of them hopped up for $100. Hopped up in. Yeah, dude, it was after the game and I wasn't prepared, but it didn't matter. Because 6-11, you know, spending that time with them was special, and all the people around us, man. Like, I met Kat, who was the, you know, lead head of the Ole Miss Alumni Association of Boston, and we talked for a long time. You know, I was just, oh, yeah, so if Ole Miss ever plays in Boston, Kat got us, you know.
Hell, yeah.
We're good. And there were so many interactions like that, dude. So many interactions. I met William Liston at Lucy's the next day, who ran the Grove Collective for the first 2 years, and then before Walker took over. And I didn't know who was, but they were like, hey, Ben, howdy, toddy. I was like, hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, speaking of which, at the Falcons game last Monday, I was just walking. Someone just yelled, Sudu. And I'm like, you know, it's panic because I forget names and faces.
Same.
And panic hit me. And I'm like, oh, God, I like this guy. And he kind of just looked at me. He's like, yo, you don't know me, man. I'm an old friend of Ben's from high school. Like, love the show, whatever.
Who do you know?
I don't remember. He had his hands full. He had, like, a couple beers and popcorns and a couple kids next to him.
Well, that's how NA rolls. When we roll deep. You know what I mean?
And he was like, I'm going to text Ben tomorrow, man, but I just wanted to say love the stuff. And I was just like, wow, this is – I was not recognized – once when I worked for Fox 5 in Atlanta, like local television here, never recognized.
That's true.
But Game Runs Deep, dude. I mean, first year, 20 episodes in, I'm getting recognized at Falcons games, man.
Well,
Ole Miss people.
It's a more muted audience today. It's a more intimate audience today because somehow I wasn't able to connect my Twitter to it this time. Let's see if I can figure that out. Let's see. You keep going. Oh, but I said Jaheim Otis.
Yeah.
I didn't want to believe it either.
This feels like a tease again, Ben, like it always has with him.
I understand completely. Look, I think I just went live. Yeah, I think we're live on Twitter now. That should be popping up. Sorry. It's been a slow. It was a hell of a week, and I really tried to keep up, but I'm old, bro. I really am. I'm so old. What I love about New Orleans, too, it's like, hey, welcome to Walgreens. Want a shot?
Right.
You know, yeah. Like, you know, oh, hey, it's 11 a.m. You want a shot? You know what I mean? Oh, hey, it's 4:30 and we're kind of all tired. You want a shot? It's the best place in the world. I love New Orleans, and I lived there for 6 months, and I was miserable in the Sun Belt Conference office. But now, dude, when I went there, Gracie, my oldest, fell in love with it. There's Gracie. She's the one with the long, beautiful curls. Your girl fell in love with it. She was the first time she met Sudu, she said he was pretty. That's what Gracie said.
She called me pretty, which was a hell of a compliment right there.
Well, it's better than everybody else thinking you're high all the time.
This is true. That's not a good one to have, honestly.
Okay, so now that I've got all the tech issues figured out, all right, number one, Jaheim Otis. this does feel like a tease again. I understand that completely. Find the question while I talk this out, so I don't try to, you know, get distracted. Will you find it for me, you know, and keep going through our chat for us?
Yeah, yeah, I got you. I'm looking through.
Because I've got a lot of portal stuff specifically that we really got to nail. And Jaheim Otis would be number one for the question that was asked about who would be Ole Miss's first portal addition. He got into the portal, a defensive tackle from Colorado with a do not contact tag on him, just like Austin Sims. I don't know if Austin did, but there are a few others that did it when they know kind of where they're going. Right, because all these players have been down the road, at least the representation have, with all of their possibilities. Let's just be honest. Like, now they can just have legitimate conversations about it without it being considered tampering. Jaheim Otis has been essentially on the cusp of coming to Ole Miss for so long. First out of high school, then he goes to Alabama. They almost pulled it off. Then he transfers from Alabama. It was Ole Miss or Colorado. He goes to Colorado. He got paid handsomely. And now it's looking more and more like he's coming to Ole Miss. And I just kind of heard, like, right when he got in, I went, oh, no, all right, there's no way they go after that again. And here we are. Yes, that's exactly what they're doing. And I don't blame them. Like, you just get good players. It's not personal. It's business. And Jaheim Otis, because they'll need some interior depth, especially. And he was a guy that Pete loved out of high school. It makes a ton.
I was going to say, you're going to have a story on the Spirit next year, mm-hmm. after Ole Miss beats Austin Simmons in Missouri or something. Ooh. Where he gets a game-winning field goal block. Ooh. Or something. And you're going to – the story is going to be the one player Pete Golding never gave up on, Jaheim Otis by Ben Garrett. I'm telling you.
Oh,
I'm calling it right
all,
now.
First of all, great idea.
Yeah, that's the type of features you definitely nailed. You know, so,
like, hold on, that sounds like down. An amazing. But also, he's been the next Mount Cody for 4 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he's been the next Mount Cody. All right, initial thoughts on Miami from Javon Campbell. I've got so much portal stuff. What are your initial thoughts on
Do
Miami?
You want me to take over this one?
Yeah. Well, I want. Yeah, no, because people have been asking me, like, the matchup piece, like, truly the matchup piece, and you have been. You've been saying that this is a title contender since the jump. Even when they were losing, you're like, what the hell, this is a title contender, they're letting me down. Where Texas A&M legitimately let me down, because I didn't believe in them the whole time, and then you finally put me to the spot. It was, and you were right at the time, like, yes, they deserve it. And immediately when they were given the opportunity, pissed down their leg. So
they folded.
Miami meanwhile has taking the opportunity to run with it. It's going to be a tough matchup. Give me the breakdown then of the matchup, because it's been the question at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, Field 1-3, everywhere I go. And I'm like, because I did get into the echo chamber a little bit, you know, like at the Ole Miss Alumni Association party, at Manny's Picket, or just like walking down the street and 100 people stopped to talk to me about it. Like, I keep saying, like, I picked them as a team of destiny. I'm going to pick them all the way through, but that doesn't answer the question. How can Miami?
Well,
how does Ole Miss beat Miami? What are the keys then?
So when you just look at Miami, it's the same thing all year. They built their lines of scrimmage to be like those dominant SEC teams. I likened it to Georgia in 21 and 22. You can even go back to some of those Bama teams. Or if you want, you could go all the way back to those Miami teams of the 2000s and 90s as well. But it's very good offensive line. I mean, they push bodies around like it's nothing. That's why Mark Fletcher is one of the best running backs in the country. He is going to be a problem for Ole Miss's defense. Which, by the way, I need to give a little more credit to. I said that there was just no shot in hell Ole Miss's defense could hang. And yeah, they gave up a lot of points and a lot of yards, but when it mattered the most, they made some very opportunistic plays. The fourth down sack on Gunnar Stockton being one of them. But it is going to be a lot harder, right? Georgia has been the standard for a while. But Miami this year, their offensive line, to me, it might be the best. They're that good. So that is going to be a challenge for Ole Miss to figure out a way. Because here's really the key to victory, is to make Carson Beck make mistakes. I've said it all year. When Miami has lost, it's been on Carson Beck. Now, I thought he was due for a big game, and I thought that was going to be Ohio State. And once again, he didn't do anything to lose the game. It was similar to that first-round game they had against A&M, where he did just enough for them to win and didn't make mistakes. Mm-hmm. I think at one point he had like 12 or 13 consecutive completions, but it wasn't anything like, it wasn't Trinidad stuff, right? It was just like kind of boring stuff. But hey, that's what they needed to stay on schedule. They let their run game and defense handle the rest. So it's really going to come down to flustering Carson Beck, which Ole Miss did very successfully a year ago when Georgia came to Vaught Hemingway, right? So I mean, obviously you're not going to have Princely, Umon Mielen, and Jared Ivey and all those guys coming back to help you this year, but you know, you're just going to need that extra push from these guys to get to Bet, because that's the key.
That's right.
I think it's going to be hard to stop Mark Fletcher for Ole Miss's defense. You're just going to have to accept that they're going to give up some rushing yards to him. Now, the other side of the ball is really where Miami is who they are this year, which is it's a physical defense between Reuben Bain and Mezidor, those two defensive ends. It's going to be a challenge. Their linebackers, and this is kind of something I have to actually go back and kind of watch more of this, so don't hold me to this. But for me, the early key is scramble around and run some like intermediate routes and really expose their linebackers. This is maybe where Daquan and Luke Haas kind of have to step up a little bit more and you use those tight ends as mismatches. But I know their linebackers have had trouble in coverage. So that might really be the key. And then their DBs are really good, but Ole Miss's receiving corps is one of the best in the country. I said that at the beginning of the season. It's been the case all season long. When it mattered the most, the guy that we said was one of our keys to victory, DeJon Stribling, really stepped up. Trey Wallace finally resurged after kind of having some games where he kind of took a dip based on kind of how he performed earlier in the season. So yeah. I'm still, for me, here's what it comes down to: Trinidad and the receivers, which is exactly what we said. We said Ole Miss is going to beat Georgia. You're going to need to conjure up some magic. Right. And that's exactly what we saw. And right now, it's really hard for me to go against Trinidad Chambliss playing the way he is. Yes, Miami top to bottom is a more talented team, but I don't think there's a better quarterback than Trinidad built for this tournament right now in college football. Yeah, Mendoza's going to be the top pick, right? Like, mechanically, he's the prototypical NFL quarterback, everything about him. But when it comes down to a playmaker and an absolute gamer, a hooper, that's Trinidad Chambliss. There's not a better quarterback left. So that's the key to me is, one, get to Beck. Figure out a way to fluster Beck, because you're going to give up rushing yards to Mark Fletcher. And two, I don't even know if I can say protect Trinidad, because I really think Bain and Mezidor are that good. Like, they're going to get in the backfield. It's going to just come on Trinidad playing backyard football again and finding those receivers and trying to expose their linebackers just as far as passing is concerned. Those are really the keys. Also, big shout out to Kiwon, bro, who was hurt, like really hurt.
Yeah, that's the story I got from Nola. Man, I talked to him multiple times after the game. First time, or in the locker room, I've known the dude for a little while. He did some cool live remote stuff for us at College Corner, one of our sponsors here on our podcast network with the Ole Miss Spirit. OleMissSpirit.com and Football on 3. Sign up today, 50% off throughout Ole Miss's playoff run, which continues January 8th. Against Miami. We'd love to have you with us. OMSpirit.com. If you sign up today, as long as Ole Miss is in the playoff, you get 50% off as a new member for an annual sub. Just simply scan that QR code in the top right corner of your screen, and you can join us for 50% off. You don't have to just hang out with us for an hour or two a day. You can hang out with us all the time, man, at the Ole Miss Spirit, OMSpirit.com, and Fit of 1-3. You want to help get your boy to Phoenix or help me pay to make sure that Jake and Brad, who are already going to be there, are taken care of while I hold down home base, scan that code, man, and join the Ole Miss Spirit. We'd love to have you. And yeah, it's been really cool to see how many people have come up to us and said, man, we love y'all, love what you do, and we're so thankful. And we're thankful for being a bank in the top left corner there, my hometown bank, Carolyn Brownson and Whit Spencer, who came and showed up at Manning's and was on there for a little bit, picked an Ole Miss win. He picked them to beat Georgia a lot more than they actually did. And honestly, for a second there, it looked like old Whit was about to pull it off, especially when it was 34-24, whatever it was. I mean, he got it pretty good. But, B&A Bank has been with me for a long time. Branches in Tupelo and New Albany. And I want to just say thank you to them and everything they do for us. And also Riverland Roofing, riverlandroofing.com, 662-644-4297. And when the Rebels win in this playoff run, you win. When you buy a new Riverland roof during the playoff run, you get a free year of their roof care maintenance program, 2 maintenance inspections, 2 gutter and debris cleanings, 10% discount on all incremental work. It's Riverland Roofing, 662-644-4297 and riverlandroofing.com. My thanks to Billy Landis and that whole crew over there who have done so much for us and have bankrolled a lot of this, including the camera that I lost the friggin' cord to do. And so, Bill, I'm working on it, you know. Yeah, Kiwon in the locker room, I walked up to him after, and we were talking about some other stuff, and I just had my hand on his shoulder, you know, I was like, and dude, I was kind of lightly patting it, and he was like, he stopped my hand, he went, Ben.
Yeah, he's hurt.
Remember, he was hurt, and it was that shoulder, I was like, remember, the shoulder. Caleb Odom was in a sling, and he says he's going to try to play in the Fiesta Bowl. I don't, when I asked him, I don't, I don't know if he's going to be able to do that, but
yeah,
he battled through it and he tried. He had that tough drop, but Caleb Odom's had a great year and they love him. And more and more, and I'll probably, it'll be egg on my face, but the portal's open more and more. Does it not seem like with Harlan Berry re-upping at LSU with the way Kiwan's becoming such a legend here, like he's going to get paid regardless. You know what I mean? But I really think like right now the betting favorite would be for Kiwan to be Ole Miss's running back next year. The question
this, is... This run is the greatest thing that could have happened for that.
Because he is hurt. Is hurt. And he fumbled, and he tells Pete, and then, don't worry, I got you. Because that is not what he does. Because the first reaction in 6'11", when I was sitting up there, was like, dude, this man wants $4 million from Texas or Ole Miss or whoever. Because Texas has offered him a lot of money. $1.8 million, a bump to $2.3 million. I don't know. Whatever it might be. And you're going to fumble. You're going to piss down your leg. Fumble. On the biggest run of your life. And what did he do? He didn't fold.
That fourth quarter yards. Catch. That fourth quarter catch with KJ Bolden. He hurt KJ Bolden. He absorbed that hit so hard that it hurt KJ Bolden, who's a hard hitting safety for Georgia. Sudi, will you please convince Ben to go to the game? We got a fun. Hey, if y'all raise the money, I found him a place to stay. I just want to let you know, I already got him a place to stay. We got it all figured out. It's close to the stadium. We just need him to get a flight. That's really what it's about.
But again, though, like Brad, I love that Brad and Jake are already going to be there. And like, if I can use that money at the Ole Miss Spirit, that's the QR code in the top right corner. If I can take that money and make sure that their expenses are paid, because I will bring Phoenix to Oxford through this podcast all next week. I'll just be live all the time, right? We will go to wherever there are opportunities, interview opportunities on Tuesday. Maybe it's like the Sugar Bowl where they had like 50 dudes. Rather than just Jake and Brad walk around with their phones to record interviews, they'll bring them over to Brad, who will be live, so you can hear from Kiwan and Harrison and John Stribling, all these guys for like a couple minutes. Why wouldn't we do that? You know what I mean? Yeah. Go to the media party with Brad or Jake. Go to the parade. Like, I would have loved to have been live for the Sugar Bowl parade. It was so fun, you know?
Yeah. No.
And like the people you run into at like the Sugar Bowl parade. But I would love to go, but I'm trying to make it about the we and not the me, just like Ole Miss is doing, has done. Right. And that's the God's honest truth. Like, I'm not trying to be corny. Like, Ole Miss, like me and for Ole Miss, like, it's about the we. If we can get Jake and Brad sent there comfortably, but I'm going to Miami. Credit card be damned. You know what I mean? Like, the timeshare will use it. You know,
Miami's happening.
What's up, guys? Sudu, I'll eat my crow. Miami whooped Ohio State. Yes, they did.
Yeah, they did, man.
They beat up on it pretty good.
I'm trying to tell y'all, bro. Like, I love this game. I watch so much college football. Like, when I saw them at the beginning of the season go through that, I could just tell by the size of the guys that they're putting out on the field. I was like, this ain't the Miami we've been seeing the last few years. This is SEC level talent at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. So that's really where it starts for them, and they're killing it. But once again, I don't trust Carson Beck in this situation.
Look at this. Ole Miss, I just interrupt you. I'm so sorry. He said he doesn't trust Carson Beck in that situation. So I wanted to that's why I need Suda to take over the chat sometimes. I just get Ole Miss just announced a Fiesta Bowl watch party in the pavilion for fans who can't make it out there at TRYXPB. He came and saw us, did this fine young strapping lad when we were across the street for the Tulane live pregame for two. Maybe I just go live from the Fiesta Bowl watch party.
You could.
We do that, the pod for the Fiesta Bowl.
That would be good. Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I think that's not a bad game plan to have. You know, have you be the point man and kind of the studio host.
At least for this, because it's going to be hard for a lot of people to get to Phoenix. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean we can't enjoy it and share it together. You know what I mean? And enjoy it too. And I can bring all of that here. So, I was not trying to raise money when I made a post on the Ole Miss Spirit saying, hey, guys, I got an idea. I really was thinking, dude, you know, I could really – there I go messing with my hair again. I could really bring Phoenix to Oxford for y'all in a lot of ways. Because, like, Brad, the night of the Sugar Bowl, like, 1 in the morning, he was like, well, I went ahead and bought a ticket, $1,200. I just went, you know what, it's only going to go up. And I'm going to get there. Brad's the hardest worker.
I love Brad, man.
Like, that man grinds. So, like – and that's what I told him. I said, if I don't get to go, you and Jake, y'all hustle now. You know what I mean? Y'all go hustle. He's like, I only know one speed, man. And that's the hustle. I was like, oh, I know.
All right, there's your watch party right there at the pavilion, January 8th. Doors open at 5:30 free admission, concessions available. Guys, that's if you're in Oxford or anywhere in North Mississippi, that's the place to be, it sounds like.
At worst, I'll send it there too. You know what I mean? I'll have a live feed of the watch party. But I think it would be even better to just be going live the whole time. What if we did a whole live stream for 8 hours watching the game together?
I would definitely do that. You want to do a live watch?
I'm thinking, yeah.
Only problem is sometimes I might say some out of pocket stuff. That's just how I get when I watch Ole Miss play.
But yes, but that's also when you're at your most honest, and it's friggin' amazing. The man has nailed it. I'm gonna be honest. You can't tout your goods, blow up your good stuff that you call it or whatever, and not acknowledge some of your bad. Here's a good one. I did say if Trinidad Chambliss, and you can vouch for me, ever got that job, he wasn't giving it back.
I said that.
Yep. However, Sudu has had to talk to me during games. I'm like, man, but he's limited in this. He can't do this. He's like, nope, blah, blah, blah.
That's my quarterback, Ben.
That's
my quarterback, Ben. Stop talking about him like that, bro.
And you were one of the very first people I thought about, especially with that second scramble when he almost put his heels on the goal line, dude, in the Sugar Bowl, and made that one of those two iconic now throws to Kiwan Lacy, who at this point, I think the betting favorite outcome for him is sticking around at Ole Miss on an increased NIL deal. Man, you're right. Absolutely right. I mean, and at this point with Trinidad, it's less about the waiver than dude, are you ever going to be hotter than you are right now? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you might just have to. Ben, you might actually have to go. We got to have that hoe magic you bring with you. Well, that's very sweet. And someone asked in the chat, you can go find it, Sudu. And yes, Lane texted me on the day of the thing. And it was actually a very nice text from him. He sent me an Instagram reel from of some stupid hoe skit. You know, Instagram reel stuff. It's like that you can turn a hoe into a house.
Y'all are best friends now, man. This is awesome. He texts you multiple times a week. I mean, that's
said it in the press in Neil McCready at Rebels 247. He said this in the we were sitting there waiting to do some interviews before the college football playoff, or it was whatever, one of those opportunities. He was like, I've texted more with this dude in the last 2 months than I did in the first 6 years combined. I'm like, yep, I understand. Me too. He's like, Ben knows. And then he went through how I was brought up in their group chat. You know what I mean? Like, it's some serious. You said you got FOMO? I'm not sure that it, but it was nice. It really was nice. He sent me so this Instagram reel and the laugh emoji, just some hoe into a housewife joke, and it was nothing. I didn't really know what to say. So at 11 o'clock, I just sent him a picture of the stage with the players celebrating the Sugar Bowl. And he wrote back, he laugh emoji. For real, I had the biggest smile ever after that kick. So cool.
Ole Miss fans, the college football playoff is in full swing. The postseason is just around the corner in the NFL. Underdog is the best way to get in on all the action. So get off the bench and into the game. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats. Kiwan Lacy set records for the Rebels this season. Will he go higher than 1.5 touchdowns in the Sugar Bowl? Get your picks right and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. I've played Underdog all season as a beginner. Quarterbacks against the Dallas Cowboys defense have been easy winners. My holiday budget, let's just say, was nice and fat because of Underdog. And with Underdog Unwrapped, you'll unwrap tons of promos all throughout the holidays. They've got boosts, gimme picks, deal reveals, and even some surprises sprinkled in. Now is the best time to get in the game. So download the app today, sign up with my promo code CHAMPIONS, and score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS, Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 years or older to play and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing-get-terms_DFS_HTML for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In New York, call the 247-HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Ole Miss fans, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. The new year doesn't require a new you, but how about a less burdened one? Protect your mental and find the weight-sharing help you need with BetterHelp. BetterHelp is one of the world's largest online therapy platforms and is committed to matching you with the kind, quality, and professional ear we can all use sometimes. Users agree. BetterHelp has an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 by client reviews. Mental health has been an everyday work in progress my entire life. Sometimes all it takes is someone to hear you out. I know it's helped me. BetterHelp makes it easy to get matched online with a qualified therapist. Sign up today and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. Don't wait. Take care of yourself. BetterHelp.
You know, now.
Yeah, because he wants to steal Lucas Carnera. That's why he had that big smile on
his face. That is undoubtedly something he's tried to do. Like, I know it for an absolute fact.
So, I mean, Pete made a comment about it in the post game.
Oh, so. Did he? I didn't even hear that one because
there's a lot of people that want Lucas Carnera. So I've had a lot of meetings with him or something along those lines, I think.
And he's absolutely right. Crazy idea. Trust the best kicker in football to kick really hard kicks.
Yeah.
Crazy concept. 56 and 55. Anyway. LSU's been the first team tampering with him. Like, come on now. Everybody's been trying to get Lucas Carnera. Part of trying to convince staffers that stayed at Ole Miss to come to LSU for Lane Kiffin would say, well, yeah, but your best player, and it wasn't just offense and defense, it was special teams too. Your best player's already said he's coming here, to which you'd get responses like, no, so-and-so is only going to be where I'm going to be. And I used to think that was what was going to be the case for Kewon Lacy with Kevin Smith. But we'll see. I mean, it's going to be hard, but who cares? Like, Ole Miss keeps winning. That's the thing. Somebody said it to me on Twitter because I said on a podcast earlier this year, those dang little Ole Miss Rebels just keep winning, Sudo. Just keep winning. You know, they just keep going.
Look at this. Any truth to Ole Miss preparing tampering allegation claims?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I think 100%. But do I think it's going to yield much of anything?
Because at the end of the day,
everybody tampers. Like, the system,
they're also allowing the assistants to stay, which is kind of a tough situation.
Are they, though? There's another question. Where's the Charlie Weiss was in the building? Yeah, Charlie Weiss is in the building. That's something that I wasn't after the post game. I brought it up. I said the one thing I heard, and we were all hearing it in the media, but like, it was very, very loud as far as this rumor specifically in the post game, be it in the press conferences or in the locker room, that this was going to be the last game for every LSU coach in the building except for probably Charlie Weiss. So Charlie is in the building, which is, like, honestly, I wonder if Charlie has a little buyer's remorse right now, you know, continuing to tether yourself when, like, dude, you're making a statement yourself independent of that with what you're doing with Ole Miss in the playoff, right?
He's made it a point to let everyone know that seems to have asked him. I mean, any national person, whatever, it's, hey, I'm staying. Like, I'm finishing this out, regardless of whatever, you know, like, I said that at the beginning. That was the agreement that I had. And Charlie's talking, he's like, and I mean, think of how big this is for all those coaches. Like, it's insane to me that any of those coaches would give in to Lane and say, all right, coach, because yes, you are contractually obligated to go to LSU with this new contract you've signed. But also, what is Lane going to do? Are they going to fire you, then sue you? He just hired you there. I don't know what it is.
They really have the power now.
They can literally go, coach, we'll help in whatever capacity we can, but we're going to finish this out because we want a ring. Sorry, you didn't want one, but we want one. And it's a good look for all of them. And truth be told, it's actually good look for LSU if Lane lets them stay, because you just brought in a bunch of assistants that just want a natty. You know what I mean? So, like, it really benefits both sides to let those coaches stay and finish it out.
But
it's not ideal.
It's never been about the mutually beneficial for our guy.
Right. Of course not.
It never will be. It's about the sole beneficiary.
I want to get back to this guy's comment, because this is one that was discussed in a group chat of mine, which is, okay, is there going to be a letdown? This is the greatest moment. And I don't think so, because I really think this team is on a mission. And I don't want to say they're like cold-blooded killers, because like I said, there are deficiencies, but the way they're attacking everything seems very much like, and it's part of it is just Pete's attitude too, I think. Like, Pete was so even keel that entire game. He had that moment where he kind of like lit a fire into his defense. But outside of that, he was super, super calm, which is so different from seeing Lane, which I have nothing against, you know, coaches celebrating, which Lane would do, right? But Pete was just so calm and cool that entire game. And to think that he technically outcoached Kirby, man. Kirby and Schumann, like they made some decisions that shocked me that I've never seen them make. Going forward on that fourth down with nine whatever left in their own territory, the ball getting snapped when they were trying to do the hard count. There was on the, what was that, second and goal, instead of running it deep in Ole Miss's territory, they decided to throw it. I mean, they could have run it a couple times, run down the clock. And yeah, so there were so many decisions that were baffling. Meanwhile, Pete did at least one of those field goals, Ben, would have been Ole Miss going for it if had Lane been there. Instead of just trusting absolutely. Lucas Carnero, he would have gone for it.
That was the first conversation on the first kick attempt. I had a crazy awesome Ole Miss fan sitting behind me, older gentleman, really into the game. He was telling the whole 6-11 section, the ones that were like, hey, y'all sit down so we can watch. He was like, we ain't sitting. You know, I loved it. It was just awesome. Of course not. Like, dude, I know what y'all pay for them seats. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. You know, so, talk your stuff, man, and have some fun with it. And he was, He said it immediately after that first. We said Lane would 100% gone for that. And I was like, yeah, absolutely, dude. And the fact that the book would say go for it. Yeah. Analytically, the book would say go for it. But Pete and Lane was strictly about the book. Now, he said he did it with some feel, but not really. He wouldn't have kicked a 55-yarder. Maybe once it got to 51, he wouldn't have kicked a 55-yarder that early and give them that kind of field position around midfield. No, he would have gone for it, or he had taken a penalty and punted, right? Whatever the book would have said, Pete trusted the player, and that's the difference. That's the difference, you know. There was a great speech that Lane did after or during a game. He's like, "This is the standard. This is not how we built this place."
After Washington State.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. This is not how we built this place, and he was absolutely right. But rather than make it about this is not how. You know, this is my program doesn't operate this way. It's been, hey guys, you got 30 more minutes, execute. You know, like they faced real adversity, and you're absolutely right. They faced true adversity and was really emblematic of their entire season. And they continue to play on, right? Because they believe in their heart of hearts that they're as good as anyone. How do you keep this team grounded? They're not grounded. They believe they can whoop anybody's ass that they play. Of course, they get like you don't want them to be grounded. I remember when the Braves went through their World Series run, and Guillermo Heredia straight up said, "No humble, you know, be cocky, no humble." You know what I mean? Because you're right. Like there's four teams left, and Xavier Harris is talking more than I've ever heard Xavier Harris talk. And he's dropping truth bombs. You know, he was awesome to talk to in the locker room.
Going off on Lane, man.
Yeah, man, but he's right. It's them. It's them. That's what, like, talking to Gary Sanders, Bryson Sanders' dad at Manning's, and he's like, it's like they just wanted the focus to be on how incredible this team is. Carter Short, man, Ole Miss snapper. He told me before the playoff run, he's like, dude, we're going to win the whole thing. And you're like, well, that's just the player, and he's excited. But no, like, keep him grounded? No. No,
they believe it.
And that's they believe what they are. Like I asked, that's what I asked. Like, what's the confidence level of this team? Oh, 99%. We're going to go punch it. Like Daquan Wright tells me straight, Ben, we're going to go punch Miami in the mouth. Yeah. Now they could get beat, but like, they're going to keep playing on until the clock strikes zero. And what I could, to your point, what you could tell, Kirby was making decisions because he's like, oh shit, this team's better than us right now. Like we got to start stealing some stuff. You know
Ole Miss
what I mean?
Did something that hadn't been done since 2018. Let me pull up that exact stat right now. Let me see if I can find it. It's Georgia the first loss for Georgia entering the fourth quarter with a lead since 2018. That snapped a 75-game win streak. When Georgia had led going into the fourth quarter, they'd won 75 consecutive games. Wow. I almost broke that. This is what I'm trying to say. These are things that just like, these aren't one-off kind of things. I mean, it speaks to the larger theme of who this team is and how they believe and what they think. Part of it also is their quarterback. It's their trigger man and the way he handles it, how cool and calm he is, but how he's won that entire locker room over and they respect him. They want to play for him. You see him play the way he played. You don't think that it gives a defense a little more edge? Like, yo, we got to go out there. We got to take care of our guy because he's giving it his all. The most indicative thing of that to me, what Ben just said about, hey, they're going to punch him in the mouth regardless of whatever Miami does is that play where Gunner threw, I believe maybe it was to Lawson Lucky in the red zone. But he
scored
got
three touchdowns in the first game, buddy.
Yeah. Who got absolutely wrecked. Like Gunner got destroyed on that throw. He got
that
driven
dude
to the
is
ground.
Awesome. Yeah, I didn't know what, like, I'm forever a Gunner Stockton guy. That dude competes his tail off. That is a Kirby quarterback. I'm glad you brought the tight ends. I'm not going to take up much of your time. You got a thought to finish there. But, like, Lawson looked at three touchdowns in that October game. Absolutely demolished Ole Miss. That's their backup tight end. Both their starter, Delp, and Lawson Lucky were limited to essentially nothing of consequence.
Yeah. Which is nuts because Georgia loves running that tight end seam route.
Exactly.
They always get guys on that route.
We got Canes fans in the chat. Some of y'all are saying Oklahoma and Georgia defense is better than Miami's. Okay, are they better than
OSU? No, not saying that. We're saying Miami's, outside of Indiana, probably the best. The most talented defense left in the playoffs is Miami's, without a doubt.
But one of the most top to bottom, best, most consistently good teams all year, 13-1, has been the only SEC team left. You could stop going, well, yeah, but it's Ole Miss. They have the best wins of everybody left. I'm glad it's Miami and not Ohio State. Not because I think Ole Miss, like Miami is an easier opponent than Ohio State per se. No, that's not what I'm talking about. Because seeing this Final Four validates all the decisions and everything we've been saying about what college football's postseason should actually look like. It should be more fair and equitable. To have a Final Four of Oregon, Indiana, Miami, and Ole Miss. These would be the results that you're playing your dynasty in the old college football game, and you get to like 2027 when you're in 2024, like when you started playing in 2014, and you play 13 years at your spot, and what happened? You're not negative. He's not negative.
Hey, so this is the same guy that used to get on to me about talking over you, Ben. So me and him, man, we've had a hell of a year.
I talk over everyone all the time. So
he's one of my favorite listeners of the pod now, man.
Okay, I got a boot. My first person I got a boot from a chat. Man, don't make jokes don't make rape jokes in my chat, man. Don't make rape jokes in my chat.
No. Oh, shit. I didn't even notice that.
Don't do that. That's something else. But, yeah, like I think Miami's a good football team and they're peaking at a great, great time, the most important time of the year. What I am saying, however, is that Ole Miss has been consistently good all year.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And, like, so we're not running down Miami at all. Like, I'm excited that it's Miami because the difference in, like, any of these teams winning a title will be so refreshing and amazing. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm glad it's this Final Four. I'm glad this is the matchup. And I'm glad we have to figure out where these teams have to figure each other out. You know what I mean? Rebel and Dave says he's squirming out. Sudu ain't squirming, Reb. Come on now. I guess you're talking about him. Because, like, yeah, he's good. He's
the I love best. This guy. He's a real one, dude. He's been around. I don't care what he says. He's been around since day one, dude. Yeah. I gotta show him respect.
Yeah, but I'm picking Ole Miss. Like I said, I'm not gonna stop that now. You know, can we stop the BTA is cheesy? Well, I mean, I don't know. That's up to y'all.
That's Kiwan's thing. As long as that man is toting the rock for Ole Miss, he can do whatever he wants. Yeah, I'm all with it, man. The way he played, I know that shoulder injury is not good for him. Like. I remember that Tulane game, watching him literally run off the field with a limp shoulder. And the fact that he stood in there and took the hits that he took and the factor he was late in that game. Yeah, Kiwan can pull out the belt whenever.
Yeah, and like if I asked any fan now that we've got this Final Four, who's the most electric player left? Who are they saying? Trinidad.
Trinidad Chambliss. No Trinidad doubt about Chambliss. It.
Yeah. And if he was wearing the U on his helmet, you'd go, yeah, but we've got Trinidad Chambliss. But Ole Miss doesn't just have Trinidad Chambliss. He was their backup to start the year, and Austin Simmons is going to Missouri.
Right.
It looks like way. He's in the portal. He's going to stick with Ole Miss throughout the college football playoff run, which is absolutely what he should do. Like, Austin Simmons, whether he stays or goes, he deserves a ring for what he's done. The question, like, Lane deserves a ring, of course, too, but, like, he's really – you're making it as hard as possible.
He's not getting one.
Yes, he is.
He's not getting one, dude.
Title. Yes.
Bill told me there's no shot in hell they're sending him a ring. Just saying.
Well, then that changes things a little bit. That
I asked him about it the other day. He was like, hell no. I was like, okay.
He would absolutely get a ring. Some people have been asking about portal targets. The portal is open. It's open through the 16th. Only one portal window. Florida defensive back transfer, Sharif Denson. He's expected to visit Ole Miss. He's also expected to visit Miami. He was a starter for the Gators last year, 90 total tackles, 7 tackles for loss, 2 sacks, and interceptions over 2 seasons. Auburn cornerback transfer Kion Lee is set to visit Ole Miss on January 3rd, so today. Kion Lee, 81 tackles, 3 interceptions in his career, multi-year starter, 1,500 career snaps. That's another one we're keeping.
Did you mention Javon Boggs, by the way?
I hadn't gotten there yet, but you can go ahead if you'd like. Sorry. I mean, it's fine. whatever you want to do. But yes, he's another one. They wanted him out of high school, the Auburn cornerback I'm talking about, Kion.
Yep.
They wanted him out of high school, and I think that one can move pretty quickly. Jaheim Otis, we've already brought up. There's an Auburn. Man, I got to find all my stuff. I got to do a better job. Like next week when we do the full-on shows where I'm here at Mission Control, I'm going to have all this stuff loaded up so you can see it yourself. So I'm not just Ben staring down the freaking screen. But an Auburn wide receiver, Ole Miss's deep off end on here. It is. Former Auburn wide receiver Perry Thompson is expected to visit Ole Miss or is interested in Ole Miss. He's also considering Baylor and Georgia. Man, there's so much going on. I think Jay would be one of the pods first, though. Yeah.
Hell yeah. The Clemson kid is visiting along with Georgia, I believe.
Yes. Yes. A lot of moves. It just shows you it organizationally, it wasn't just about one person. Like this is a strategy. This is what they've been preparing for all year. They have a full scouting department set up for this time specifically. So like this is Austin Thomas's time. You know what I mean? Like LSU offensive tackle Tyree Adams is one to keep an eye on for Ole Miss. Ben, can you give us any insight on the LSU coaches? Also, why don't we do more halfback throws? Worked well against Georgia. I think you're going to start to see more and more of them because I think they found something there, especially with the playmaking escapability of Trinidad. But as far as the LSU coaches, the only one we know for sure that is going to be coaching Ole Miss in the Fiesta Bowl, and we say for sure it could change, you know, like all this stuff can change at any minute, is Charlie Weiss. Who else was I going to talk about? Charlie Weiss Jr. There are a few. I talked to Joe Cox, who's going on the field at the Sugar Bowl. He was awesome. I talked to Dane Stevens on the field of the Sugar Bowl. I saw Kevin Smith, who could not have been more excited. I also saw Austin Thomas, who was at LSU a month ago, and now he's celebrating with Ole Miss. Kelvin Bolden. These guys, most of them, there are a few of them that there are some legitimate concerns or legitimate criticisms, but most of them, I think, have had the right approach to all of this. And it's truly an unprecedented situation. We'll never see anything like it again. There'll be reform in the offseason because of it, right? Not just because Georgia lost, and now they're going to make sure that these four first-round bye teams aren't jinxed forever. This messiness will be solved as well. But the only one we know for sure that is going to be around, I think, is Charlie Weiss. Still, I would still be surprised. But like Lane told them, I expect you in Baton Rouge at 8 a.m. the next day after the Sugar Bowl. The portal's open. So yeah, like they're walking a weird thing too. But I think ultimately, it doesn't really matter one way or the other. I think they're past the point of worrying about, oh well, but George McDonald's been coaching me all year. Patrick Carter's been coaching you when George McDonald's been in Baton Rouge for the last month. I think they're ready to just move on. And your current wide receivers coach that was hired away from Kentucky, I saw him on the field too. He's already here. He can teach you. I mean, he can run you through the bags on Tuesday, and
right,
you know, because this did not work out the way that I think Lane or anyone anticipated, truly anticipated. Yep. And yeah, I just don't see, I don't see it, Matt. Like it was legitimately a concern 2 weeks ago. People said, Ben, it's crazy. You're where'd you hear that from? It's legit. Like they almost didn't coach this weekend. Former Auburn defensive back Jay Crawford will be at Ole Miss for his official visit this weekend from Chad Simmons at On Three. He's a cornerback. Cornerbacks will be heavy. They've already got Antonio Kite coming back. Ben, how many tight ends does Ole Miss sign in the portal? At least one. Probably two. Luke Haas, man, making that touchdown catch. Good for that dude. Right?
Hey, when he took that helmet off, bro, I went, that's Brock Bowers' hairline right there, baby. Got me excited about the future.
It's a preposterous hairline. Listen, like my face and my whole makeup is preposterous.
That's a ball player right there, Ben.
Ball player.
That's a ball player right there. He doesn't care.
And I agree with Tony. I agree with Tony, man. Like I think Charlie Weiss is. I still wonder though if he's thinking, "Dang, man, I really should just stick around here. You could be a head coach this time next year, just because your offense without him looks pretty dang good when you've got real talent." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's neither here nor there.
Let me get to this Miami fan who is in our deal. I love Ole Miss's quarterback. He's going to be running for his life. We said he's going to be running for his life. But you know what? That's what he did against Georgia. And he made magic happen.
That's
and
what
Ole Miss
we're
defense isn't going to stop our offense, period. Buddy, your quarterback is Carson Beck. I covered him very closely for 2 years. I actually love the guy. Great. He was always great to me. He is what we used to call a head case. I don't know if that's actually politically correct to say anymore, but he is not, he can become an anxious fella back there. So, just remember that your two losses came down to him. And to me, he is the key. I have no doubt that Mark Fletcher is going to run the football at Ole Miss. Like, he will be successful on the ground, but as long as Carson Beck is my quarterback, I would be a little nervous, especially when the stakes are this high.
Well said.
Just my point. But no one's doubting like y'all's deep. No. Like you have.
I'm so glad it's the U, dude. I'm so glad it's the U they're playing. Seriously. Like for this podcast, for a cool matchup that none of us were expecting. Yeah. You know, like even if I if you would have polled everybody in the world before the quarterfinals and said pick the two winners or pick the matchup for the semifinals to come out of this collection of teams, this four teams. How many do you honestly think would have picked Miami Ole Miss? Honestly. So that's why it's beautiful. Like, I love that, dude. A few things I want to hit on. You keep that one highlighted. I want to touch on one thing real quick. Trinidad's waiver granted. We haven't heard that yet, unless this has happened while we're recording. I mean, they hope to hear at any point. But he's going to have a decision to make about the NFL now. Really. Even if he, because, like, I've been saying this, and I'm in it, and I still hold true. I think if he gets the waiver and stays in college, he'll be almost a quarterback next year. But now, like, this is the hottest he may ever be. This is the hottest he may ever be. Pritchard Walker, I told y'all last Tuesday Stribling was going to go off in the Sugar Bowl, him and Trey Wallace in that game. Holy cow. Two 100-yard receivers, and DeJon Stribling was one of the four players that we picked, Sudu picked him, that had to have a big game against Georgia, and that's exactly what happened. But I think, like, Harrison Wallace adding, like, being the leading guy. DeJon Stribling's been getting his now for – a month and a half, 2 months. Harrison Wallace has been a little up and down. To have two 100-yard receivers, especially with Caden Lee, who's dealing with injury and all kind of stuff, that was a tough hit he took. You're absolutely right, Walker. I mean, that was huge, absolutely huge for them. There are some other ones in the chat too that I hope.
Oh, this is really nice, Ben. This is a good shout out to you.
What does it say,
Ben? You helped me get through my. An Army rotation overseas last year. Thank you, brother. We will always have your back. Don't let the reps get hot. Yes, sir.
Dang. Dang, hey, Sue.
Man. Come on, man. Come on
now. You
can't
tell me stuff live like that, brother.
Come on now. Let it
out. 40 years, this is my age, 40 years young year, bro. Like, I want to have a roast of Ben Garrett for my 40th. You know what I mean? Sue, the host of the thing, you know, like, you know, because I just want to laugh because, man, y'all tell me stuff like that. I'm a crier now in my age, 40 years. You know, like my girls right there, they made me a softy, man. Had me running to CVS at 2 in the morning in NOLA to get them some stuff. But I did it because I'm a girl dad, and I love that, dude. And that is so kind. Holy cow, that's so kind. God is good, brother. And thank you to all of y'all who have encouraged us and made this what it is. And I'm probably not going to Phoenix. But I'm still raising that money that I didn't intend to raise. I'm the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, Fleet of On 3. Join today, 50%. We'll let them know which wide receiver is visiting.
Is that Boggs, the kid from Florida State?
It could be him or the Auburn transfer wide receiver.
Oh, the Auburn kid too. Yeah.
Either of those two is probably who he's referencing and talking about. But if you join the Ole Miss Spirit, you sign up with that QR code, you want to help more than anything, sign up, man. That QR code in the top right corner of your screen, get 50% off a new membership. It's like $50 for what usually is way more than that. And we hang out all day, every day. And I'm sent, like, Jake and Brad have already paid their way. They figured out how they're going. Jake is driving.
What?
Yeah, dude.
That Jake, looks like some Jake. Jake's going to stop and see all the sights and take pictures. That's some Jake stuff right there, man.
Like, I think they're leaving Sunday.
Is he going with his dad?
Yeah. His dad and him are awesome.
They're the best, dude. I met them years ago at the Classic, and his dad, I think, had just, like, recovered from cancer, maybe, or was in the process or whatever.
Look at your brother. Look so what nice. Brendan said.
I got the same problem, Ben. Two girls, all the estrogen in my house. Suddenly, I'm crying at this series.
Man, I cry at Ratatouille every time I watch it, y'all. I mean, it gets me every time, you know? Anyone can cook. This would be too expensive. I don't think his mindset fits the culture. He's flashy and loves money, respectively. Maybe.
None of that matters to me personally. You know, quarterbacks are flashy. Everybody loves money. As long as he can fit the offense,
as long as it spins, it all spins the same. Dirty Bird, this is an insane. That's an insanely long drive. It is like 22 hours.
That's crazy.
They're leaving out on Sunday. He said they're going to try to get to Amarillo first, and then they'll finish the drive the next time. He said they're going to be there for arrivals and all that stuff. Of course, my guy at TryXPB, Ratatouille is the best Disney Pixar film. Preach! Don't get me started. I want to I don't know if y'all remember during COVID when they had Broadway did one of those virtual things were so ridiculous. They're stupid. But they did a Ratatouille musical that was like basically crowdsourced through TikTok, and they used songs that were created on TikTok. And they had Adam Lambert singing as Emile, an Emile song. You had Wayne Brady as the dad. It was like Linguini was played by a dude from the Evan Hansen musical that I haven't seen. It's amazing. So I want to bring that to New Albany. Maybe we could crowdfund that one day. I'll be Emile, you know. I'll be Emile the Rat at the New Albany production of Ratatouille the musical. No one has a rights to that. Ben, are you going to be at the watch party at the Pavilion? I'm thinking about that.
Sounds like you kind of got to now. If you're going to stay in town, I think you got to do that.
I'll cut myself a little corner. Yeah, 22 hours, Marlon. Yes, 22 hours. I'll cut myself a little corner in the Pavilion, and that way y'all can all come visit while there's breaks between time. I'll get y'all on the pod. We'll throw it to Brad. We'll throw it to Jake live on scene from Glendale, Arizona, 22 and a half hours from Southern Mississippi.
Yeah.
But Jake's going. He's the odds Kiwon stays. I don't know about odds, but I think, like I've said earlier in the pod, man, I think right now the betting favorite prediction would be for him to stay at Ole Miss next year. Now, Ben, unis, what combo do y'all want to see? You know what I'm going to say. Don't even say it.
Go ahead. Tell them.
Navy helmet. Red jersey. Gray with the red and blue stripe down the pants.
To me, what's an underrated uniform combo. A lot of Ole Miss fans, I don't think like it, but it's just, you know. I like when we mix the powder blue helmet with the navy jerseys. A lot of people don't seem to like that. It takes me back to the Chucky Mullins days, you know, the Billy Brewer days of the gray, the navy, and the powder blue. I do that on NCAA all the time. I think for this game, I would love to just see a powder blue helmet and a red jersey. The pants can be gray. Yeah, I think I'd go gray over white on that. But
Dakota King says he'd drive us if we'd pay for his ticket.
I will not be in Phoenix, but...
I've got access to a tour bus. The Hoes of South Lamar here in New Albany, Mississippi will hook us up with a tour bus. How we pay for that thing? Well, I can write it off eventually. You know what I mean? It's about money on hand. Money on hand, folks. You know?
I also want to say Rebel and Dave and Mary got into a slight little tiff, and now they've joined forces to go against a Miami fan. So I love seeing this evolution in the chat.
Mary's one of my favorites. She's been a ride or die for so long for us. Mary sent me and Brad. She Venmo'd us money to drink in New Orleans. I mean, amazing, dude.
That's awesome.
So fun. And if we keep raising money, legitimately keep raising money, I think God is, and I didn't sleep much, not because I was thinking, oh, how am I going to get there? I was I think God's telling me right now, bro, you need to hang back and do command center. And I want Ole Miss fan, everybody feel a part of this, man. I really do. Because I'm going to Miami. I'm going. And I'm going to feel terrible FOMO if I don't end up going to Phoenix. I'm going to be miserable in that way.
I know.
But also, I want every person that doesn't get to go to feel like they're there. And I could have done a better job of that with the Sugar Bowl because I truly enjoyed myself. But I need the camera needs to be on, and we need to bring it to the people. So, that's kind of where I'm at right now. Not because I don't want to be selfishly going... You know, can't mix the blues.
Can't mix the blues. Listen, I understand it, and it shouldn't work, but to me it does. And maybe it's just that nostalgic picture of Chucky and Billy running out of the tunnel, you know, in that combo. I don't know. Maybe there's some kind of psychological thing in my head with that. But
You do it for Lane's return game for LSU. No, 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 no. For that return game for LSU, you better be wearing red.
Red jerseys. Gray pants.
Yeah, gray. Seriously, though, you know, put them in the whites. I had a blast in New Orleans, too.
I got to get you out or your wife and daughters are going to kill me.
Yeah, you're right. I got a soccer game. Gracie's got a soccer game.
Gracie, I made a promise to her yesterday on the phone that I would get you out on time.
You really did. I'm going to be live. Oh, there's Brad. There's Brad. I'm going to be live from the airport, press conferences, on the field, and everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah. And like Sudo and I, like it won't Sudo. Sudo will just come when he can join. But like I'll have people joining me all the time. Like I think I can actually get more people on here. I'm getting blown up today. Yeah, I got to get out of here. I think I have more people on here if I do, you know, hang out. But it's going to kill me if I do. But if y'all continue to raise money for me and like my Venmo's already got like $500 in it, I'm going to make sure that Brad and Jake are taken care of. They are awesome and they're already going. And it's not about the me, it's about the we. And that's what I want it to keep being about. Ole Miss has done great. Like, let's keep pulling all like in, as a community in the same direction. And oh, look, that, who gave you that hat, Sudo?
Where'd it go?
Hey, the same time.
Appreciate you, Brad. Appreciate you, man. This is a Brad Logan gift.
Oh, hey, you want to do a live tomorrow?
What's tomorrow? Sunday.
Sunday.
Let's do one tomorrow. Let's focus on the other matchup as well. Get a little more bigger picture. But today was just about hanging out with the Ole Miss fans and just hanging with the family, man. Getting a little chat. The last thing I'm gonna say right now, why is Ole Miss a 3-point underdog against Miami Sudo? I really think it's because
he didn't say Sudo. He said shout out Sudo. You got some fans, bro.
Hey man, I appreciate y'all.
Everybody loves you, bro. Who doesn't love Sudo? Look at that face. My wife. She'd probably say the same thing. But like my oldest daughter, Gracie, what'd she say? What'd she say about you, Sudo?
She called me pretty, man. She called me pretty. That's the first time anyone's called me pretty. That's a good one.
Outside of me. No, I mean, you know, no Diddy, but come on, bro. You know, I'm like, hey, that's a good looking cat.
Last thing I'll say, no, quickly before we go, and we'll get a lot more into all this, is Miami has done a great job this year. Like I said, their line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball is awesome. They play violent on defense. They run the ball well. But as we have kept saying, it is about, at this point of the season, about who can dig it out and just make magic happen. And right now with Trinidad Chambliss playing the way he is, it's really hard to go against him. Also, Carson Beck has shown that when faced with adversity and Brock Bowers and Ladd McConkey aren't on the other side, it's a little hard for him to, replicate the results from that 2023 season. So, I told y'all, if Ole Miss gets past Georgia, I'm taking Ole Miss the rest of the way, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. So that is what it is. That's the kid that called out Lane. Yes, the 40-year-old man that called out Lane. Uh-huh. That is him.
He still texts. And, dude, I'm telling you, I understand Lane, man. I understand the man now. And it's eating him up. But, like, I hope he crushes it at LSU. This is the best outcome for everybody is exactly what's happening. Because, buddy, there was no way for you to not look like a dick. The only way you don't look, and like, again, we're still texting and talking. He knows, like, he sent me on December 26th, man, text me a picture. I guess someone in his family got a purple and gold Ho shirt. And he said, you should be getting royalties. And I'm like, bro, you're the one making $98 million. I'm sitting here trying to go fund me to get to Phoenix. Like, what are we talking about? You know?
Hey, Brad's talking about the Golding Zoom call at 11:45, guys. So
yeah,
that'll be coming out here soon.
How about what time you want to do it tomorrow? That'll be the last thing we say.
Let's chat. I'm gonna look
you into it. You wanna do it at 1 PM Central time?
1 Central. Yeah, that's
right. Yeah, I got church to be at, bro.
I gotta go see Marty Supreme tomorrow. Okay. So I got like that's
hey, not like we don't doubt. Hey, listen, hold up now. Like, we're doing pop culture stuff. Let me talk about it. Like, Lil Timmy.
White boy of the year, man. Might be white boy of the decade, dude.
That man's got legit juice. He does. And when my twin brother, Steven, who's the creative, like, I'm a creative. That's why the reason I can't make royalties off the shirts and people, I don't know how. I'm not a businessman. But I can help get Brad and Jake, who are already going to Phoenix, I can help make sure that they're taken care of down there. Because Mary's right. The Ole Miss spirit, man. That's where you should be. That QR code right there. New members, 50% off. As long as Ole Miss in the playoffs. That's the best way you can help us, man. Sign up at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com for the Devon 3. We'd love to have you. And if we continue to raise this money that was originally, like, people just start saying, well, Ben, you know, we're going to get you there. No, I'm Brad and Jake, man, I want to bring it all to y'all, man. I'm going to be in Miami with the timeshare. But anyway, when my creative brother, Steven, not a businessman, but my creative brother, Steven, when he comes out and says, dude, Marty Supreme is awesome. Like, movies are his thing. He's Scrooge in A Christmas Carol every year in Theater Memphis. Every year. That's my brother, my twin brother, Steven. He's amazing. Was in New York. He's an incredible actor and singer, and he's just talented. And he's very, very cynical like me, or very bitter, and just kind of like, we don't love new movie stuff. And he came out and said, dude, Marty Supreme is effing great. So
I had similar situation. One of my best friends is we call him Mr. Cinematic. I mean, this guy watches like Korean movies. He just knows obscure like movies from other countries. And it's really hard sometimes to talk pop culture with him because like you feel like a normie. He's like, oh, well, I mean, you know, it's just kind of like, it's hard to impress him. But he called me and was like, if you haven't seen Marty Supreme, you're making a huge mistake, which was like, I was already excited to see it. But
yeah. And look, Timmy C, let's be real. That man's living a dream for a lot of us. Like a lot of us basic milk toast dudes. You know what I mean?
That boy got, that white boy got motion, as the streets
say. He's
got
motion.
You know what I mean?
He's got legitimate motion. Thanks, man. Oh, thank y'all, man. And thanks to all of our sponsors, B&A Bank, Riverland Roofing, Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group, quoteswithdrew.com, man. Contact these people. They've been so good at supporting us. And this has been absolutely.
Oh, hey, also, let's say this, since we are going to go live again tomorrow, guys.
Did we say one? Did we confirm one central?
Yeah, one central is fine.
One central. I'm going to go ahead and schedule it.
Perfect.
So like that our lazy butts have to do it.
No, I'm in.
I'll be honest, like talking to Sudo, just sitting and talking to Sudo about sports for an hour and 50. If this is all my job is, not being able to go to Phoenix, but being able to do this, God is good. Seriously, because like I love this dude. I love this dude. I believe in no one more than I believe.
Hey, and that's why I'm going to be sitting next to him when Ole Miss holds up that trophy at the end of the year, and we're going to cry like a bunch of babies, but in a professional sense. Because
how about Knox Kiffin and Cookie in attendance for the Sugar Bowl? Like Lane wanted, like whether his name was Layla too. You know, it was the whole crew except for Lane, and he wanted to be there. And then he went to the women's basketball game. Him and Mulkey are perfect for each other, and they lose.
A to B, brother. Who is this? Do we know this guy?
We got a squid tank. We got a squid tank, bro.
Yeah, we do. We do. A to B.
Wow. You just said it back. A to B, brother. A to B. A to B, brother. I still don't quite understand what A to B means, you know, but I only lasted a few months because
like, I don't remember.
I just wanted to go to football practice more than anything else. Me and Emily were already dating at that point.
You're on the composite, brother. That's all that matters.
I am on the composite. This stupid face looks the exact same. The body,
the exact same face, which is actually crazy.
Yeah, it's but like the body, same. The body is going more and more, trending more and more toward like, you know, 68. My body should be drawing retirement. You know what I mean?
No, but you got that deal with what is it? Beach and Body Fit. Who's giving you the gym membership?
Oh, dude. Oh gosh. Hold on.
Let's put you on the spot.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah,
guys. Feel free to send questions for tomorrow. Like, just tweet them at Ben or tweet them at me.
Built Different Fitness. And I met, I think it was Bill down there at Manning's, and he was like, Ben, oh, you got a free membership, Ben. It was so funny. It was like, but dude, I don't have the computer. He's like, you got to be disciplined. All right. Just come in. Just do your thing. You're going to be, you can get in the door. Just do it. And I'm like, it's so simple. Just do it. You know, you got LSU fans. My guy, Caleb Saylors from Super Talk, he took a picture of me texting Lane back after the Sugar Bowl, like the picture of the stage. And I'm like, this one. You know, so many people like, dude, where's his neck? I'm like, I don't really have one. You know, like I'm fatter than.
Dude, you look great. You know, everyone can instill healthy habits in their lives, and that's what we're doing.
That's what I'm saying.
We're not trashing our image.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Do we know when Ole Miss is heading to Arizona? We will find out 11:45 for sure when we all talk to Pete Golding. So, I got a soccer game at Gracie's soccer game to get to.
That's right. We got to get you out of here.
Tomorrow at 1, we're coming back.
We are. And also, if you guys could, I mean, you don't have to, but it certainly helps us. If you could,
I said Built Different Fitness, Brad. Look, but he's still like, what is different? Different? I said Built Different Fitness, and I took it off the top of the dome. What is Built Different? See, Brad's so buttoned up and good.
Don't do Brad like that, bro. All Brad does is help.
He's wonderful. That's fun. I love that cat. He like he's a grinder, and he is 100% going to be in Phoenix. So is Jake. So if we keep raising money at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, that's the place, that QR code. Sign up for a sub. Like, I will make sure that all of their expenses are paid, and then we'll worry about Miami when it's time to get there. I'm already booking the timeshare, though. Like, that's...
Please do. Yeah, if y'all could, though, like Game Runs Deep on wherever you listen to us. Like, if you're not on the stream, Spotify would be awesome. Subscribe on there. And then also our YouTube. That would really, really, really help us. just get it out to more people. I have seen a steady increase on Spotify, but could always have more. So really appreciate y'all. You got anything else?
Eric Munson, does Chambliss go down as one of the best Ole Miss quarterbacks in history? If he wins a title, like as far as magic created, one season production.
He's going to be Ole Miss's Stetson Bennett, and Eli will be Matthew Stafford. Like, that's how I'm going to always look at it. Perfect. It's going to be, love this guy.
Of course it's a Georgia comp, but perfectly said.
It's the only thing I can think of, because yes, I was watching a video yesterday. Someone said, it was like taking all-time Ole Miss players and Georgia players, and the guy took Stetson Bennett over Matthew Stafford at quarterback. Which was
1 year.
I was like, whoa. But no, I mean, two. He had those two. They had the two titles, right? So it's very I can't even say anything. I mean, you guys
Dirty. He can't beat the allegations. He can't beat them.
I'm trying to think. Is there another example that would work?
Of course there is, but
T. Martin and Peyton. Peyton Manning, T. Martin, right? Like that.
One season magic.
Yeah, T won the title in 99 and Peyton, or 98. Look,
you think on it. Look at Brad being wonderful.
Brad! Love me some Brad, dude.
We think hard on it, and we'll come back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We might have to do a live pretty much every day.
Hey, well, as long as we can make it, I will be here as long as I can. I know you will be, but
I'm going to be here every day going live. I'm thinking like every Tuesday, Tuesday and Thursday. I'm going to start going live at 10 a.m. and then just every time something in the matters happens. But we'll figure it out. Tomorrow we'll be here at 1 p.m. for another Game Runs Deep, brought to you by Riverland Roofing, B&A Bank, Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group, Built Different Fitness, who says, Ben, you have a free membership. Just get in the gym, which is harder. And I'll let you take us out with whatever has got you tickled pink over there.
No, just y'all leave Suit alone. He can't help it. He's got the sip hat on. He's good. Yeah. We'll leave it with that. No, that's it. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. We'll be back all week. Can't wait. It's a huge week for Ole Miss. And also, we got that Peach Bowl game, too, we need to talk about, because I made a pretty bold prediction that was very wrong about Texas Tech. Glad Ben didn't call me out on that today.
I didn't. I'm surprised, though, that you didn't give me my credit for, like, always being a Texas Tech kind of doubter, though. I was always a Texas Tech kind of like...
Your reasoning for Oregon was that you just want Dan Lanning to win, though.
But he did. He did, though.
He did. He did. And you know what? If Tech's defense certainly showed up. If Baron Morton would have just showed up, it would have been
Did you see this?
I met Sudu's agent at the alumni. Oh, let's go.
I didn't. I was there, too.
You can meet Sean if you go to Phoenix.
Sean. Tomorrow, Brad's coming back on the show. You know, he's coming on the show at 1 p.m. with us tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
And we're going to do it all during the week, because I'm probably going to stay here as home base. But whatever money we keep raising is going to Brad and Jake, who are already going to Phoenix. It's not about the we. As it is with Ole Miss as they continue their title chase. And I think they're winning the whole damn thing. Thank y'all. Bye, Sudo.
See y'all.
Oh, Brad.